This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patents?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good morning, everyone. A Fox News alert. You are looking live in Dallas at Texas Health Services confirming a Dallas healthcare worker has tested positive for the deadly virus.
The worker came into contact with Thomas Eric Duncan, the first person to die from Ebola inside the United States.
That's how I feel today. Oh, man, I just got back from Seattle, and I'm so happy the sun is shining. The vitamin D is just being developed, and I got to cover more Ebola stories.
Ebola.
Good Lord. So much for just having a silly old time on an afternoon here as we kick off another week of broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, everybody, next couple of hours on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. We're glad you're with us, and the question is, do people that get Ebola, particularly if they're healthcare workers, do they become instant heroes? Instant heroes. That's seemingly the media play on this, that if you work in the healthcare arena and you get Ebola, you are now conferred hero status.
Well, I don't know. It's a bit of a touchy subject. I mean, listen, we don't want to belittle the fact that somebody has contracted Ebola. I mean, Ebola is horrible, and it has nothing to do about the person or, you know, being sick. But everybody all over the media right now is about how, you know, this healthcare worker is a hero because they got Ebola.
Right. I'm just, you know, it's a conundrum. I like that word today. Could that be the word of the day? Conundrum.
Conundrum. Okay.
Right? You know, yes, obviously our heart goes out for the family of those who are impacted anytime this happens. And the healthcare worker supposedly in the Texas hospital.
Yeah.
She's a female nurse, evidently, and they say she was involved in the treatment or care of the Thomas Eric Duncan victim of Ebola, which we're not sure it was Ebola, by the way.
Right. And the interesting point that they keep making here is that she was wearing full protective gear when she was interacting with Duncan, yet she still diagnosed the virus.
Really? Now, here's the question. Is this another CDC? We sent it to the CDC, and they used PCR, and they said, aha, she has it because she has a fever plus a positive test on PCR.
All right.
This is the question. And if you can dig into this, because I can't see mention of it in the story, but I really suspect that the case here is not about whether she actually has what they call Ebola, but the fact that the symptoms are close enough because they're generic symptoms. Anytime you have any infection, you have a fever, a cough, you know, any kind of ill feelings, and you've come into contact with someone who the media proclaims and the CDC proclaims has or had Ebola, then it will automatically be assumed to be Ebola. And at the same time, they pronounce we got another Ebola victim, and this one's a hero because they're a healthcare worker, they're also going to say, don't worry, it's not a threat to the general public at large.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very confusing. mm-hmm. very conflicting, so much contradicting information.
Correct.
In this, that yeah. I think the only thing that people can do is resort to the one thing that is easy and familiar to them, and that's called mm-hmm. fear. They don't know yeah. how. I mean, it's so confusing. You know, people are saying things that they're worried about. Interesting little tidbit here. Mm-hmm. What is it that everybody is looking for? Because, you know, a lot of the airports right now have instituted these screening procedures, right?
The fever check.
That's right. So they're yeah. looking for the fever. Oh, if you've got a fever that exceeds 101.5 degrees, then you've right. got to be put in a special group. Well, guess what? Here's a little tidbit of information for people.
Mm-hmm.
The largest study that they've done on the current outbreak found that nearly 13% of the confirmed and probable cases that came out of Liberia, Sierra right. Leone, Guinea, mm-hmm. North, those infected, they did not have fever.
No fever, exactly. And listen, even if you, let's say your normal body temperature is a 97.9 because you have a thyroid issue, you go in and you've got a fever of 99, and they go, well, that's normal. Because it's 98.6, as they say everybody should be. Well, not everybody is.
Well, so, let's also take a look at the fact that what can you do? You know, let's say you're feeling kind of sick and, oh, I'm feeling kind of warm and stuff. What do most people do? They take ibuprofen.
They'll take an ibuprofen, which, right. by the way, can basically reduce the fever. And then you go through screening, and you've got no fever.
No
nothing
fever.
To go.
Oh,
no
you're
suspicion
good.
Here, right? You're good to go.
Move
you're
along.
You're good to go, yeah. I know. It is amazing. Look, I want to go back, Super Don, to what you said about all the contradictions, all the confusion.
Right.
And this is the way the population is controlled. You know, how many times over the years have we gotten a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show who said, you know, I just, there's so much information. How do I know what to believe, who to believe, who to trust? And I come back to this. Trust your instinct. Trust your gut. If something's not adding up on the inside of you to say, yeah, I'm highly suspicious of what's going on, it probably is that you're tapping into something that is not exactly right. There's something off about this whole Ebola scam, I call it. Again, we're not disputing the people who are sick, getting sick, that they are sick. There's something going on. But is it one cause? Is it one virus that was identified in Uganda, in Zaire, in Sierra Leone, in Nigeria, wherever they claim that it is? Or is it the general lack of good health in the human being who is suffering, whose body is desperately trying to find a way to restore what we call cellular metabolic integrity? And we look at this nurse. They claim this nurse has Ebola. And I will hazard a guess, and I think this is better than a guess, that if we are able to dig deep enough and to find out how she was determined to have Ebola, that it will likely be polymerase chain reaction. I'll get into that in a little while because we have a question of the day coming up related to this. And you're going to find out that indeed they're going to make the claim that based on PCR and the fact that she connected with this other guy who was confirmed Ebola positive by PCR, which doesn't work in this case, that it just strings the psychological operation along to ratchet up the fear, ratchet down the function of the adrenals and the thymus gland as the immune system is exhausted in those people who live in a state of fear. Now, I flew out to Seattle, flew back from Seattle, chatting with a woman who was on the plane, and she brought this to my attention because I wasn't so up on the news while I was gone. And evidently, yeah, there was a plane in New York where somebody was just sneezed and joked, aha, now everybody on the plane has Ebola.
Well,
he
did a little more than joke. He was kind of a douchebag. Okay. He was irritated or something at the moment. And, mm-hmm. and the statement he made was, I have Ebola. I went to Africa. You're all screwed. He right. actually said, yeah. So, you know, he kind of brought that on himself a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Stupid. But with a little bit of inquiry, a little bit of common sense, you go, sir, you're a real ass. But have you really traveled to Africa? I mean, point blank. And then, of course, everybody would have ganged up on him because he was a real, you know, aspirin. I should say it that way this time. But the fact of the matter is there's a lack of common sense when it comes to, you know, I go back to the Richard Pryor Live on the Sunset Strip where when he, you know, snakes make you run into trees. Somebody yells, snake, boom, you run into a tree because you're panicking. You know, and that's the state that people are ratcheted up to. Okay, I think more people than not are probably seeing through this. Because this lady who I was sitting next to, it wasn't like, I could tell by her body type, her general lack of health. She was a little bit obese. And it wasn't like she was the picture of health or knew a lot about health. But she also had the same suspicions that this is overblown hype, right? And to be responsible, the question is, how do you report on this story of Ebola when the next healthcare worker is claimed to have it? I will dispute that she has it. What do these nurses do, especially if they want to keep their job in a Texas hospital? Can you imagine that this woman, this nurse, likely had very recently the flu shot? How much do you want to put on that this woman recently had a flu shot because that's what the nurses, the healthcare workers are forced to do? And how many of you realize that, quote unquote, side effects of the flu shot could include these fever scenarios? Also, on PCR, when you talk about identifying foreign viruses and you've just gotten a vaccination, you can test positive for HIV as a normal part of the inflammatory response to a vaccine. You take an HIV test. Oh my gosh, you're HIV positive. Never mind that, again, that's a false positive. Every one of them are. But what I'm saying here is before you rush out and say, oh my gosh, this nurse definitely has HIV and, oh, I'm sorry, Ebola, because she came into contact with this other guy who supposedly had Ebola, right?
It's the same thing. HIV, Ebola, same thing. Is that what Tom Frieden said?
Frieden said it. You're right. And it's the same scam. They're admitting to it. Right. They're lying through their teeth and saying, we're lying through our teeth. Go ahead and look. And they know that most people won't because the mainstream media medical reporters don't even know how to ask the questions that we ask on the Robert Scott Bell Show, much less bring you the information that can calm the fears. Right. So if you're asking, where do I go to calm the fears? You're here, my friends. You're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Do we say don't take normal precautions? I mean, you know what I'm doing on the plane yesterday? As I always do when I'm traveling? Sovereign silver. I'm just, taking my sovereign silver and I'm showing it around to some people to say, here's what you do. And this lady said, oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I've used that before. So there is awareness in people that you'd say, well, they wouldn't know a thing about it. And there is a growing awareness about the ways to address microbial challenges. So if you are traveling and you are afraid, travel with your silver. Take extra selenium. I was. And you'll be okay. Detox when you get home, if you know what I mean. All right?
There you go.
Hey, when we come back, question of the day regarding hepatitis C. We've got fracking in the news again. How is it possible that left-leaning, liberal-controlled California is suffering from fracking toxins? Frozen poop pills. Oh, we have the Sacred Fire of Liberty, the second week. Jonathan Ebord is with us. And we'll be joined by Washington Times reporter Cheryl Chumley as well. Police State USA based on Ebola. Is that what's going on? Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, here we go.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yay, that time of the day. It's question of the day time. Woohoo! Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking on with Super Don. Hello, Dr. Bell. And Super Don. That's what it says.
Yeah.
First of all, I have to tell you that I used to get panic attacks and work my way through them. They have not been an issue for quite some time, but when I think that with all the shenanigans going on with government these days, the possibility of your kind of programming being taken off or messed with is bringing on panic attacks again.
Oh, my goodness.
What does she mean by your kind of programming? Was that
your kind of programming?
Your kind. What is your kind? You people, right?
Guy, is there something we need to be worried about?
I don't know. I think the thing is, and I think Mike Adams brought it up, is that if they do full-on medical police state based on Ebola, anybody that doesn't support the Ebola vaccine could be pulled off the air. That's true. I think that may be true.
Bring it on.
All right. She. This is from Lori. She says, I have really grown to rely on your truth, and I'm totally grateful to you and your program family. Two quick questions. Can you please explain the value or lack thereof of PCR for hepatitis C again?
Yep.
I need to hear you explain this so I can calm down about my PCR viral load that just jumped from 700,000 to 1.2 million. First big move in 20 years. So, all right, PCR. Okay, this is again, they take a fragment of unknown genetic material debris, if you will, and they amplify it, not 10 times, not 100 times, not 1,000 times, not 100,000 times, not a million times, but millions and millions and millions and millions of times to say, aha, we found the cause of your infection. And you must realize that in order to meet Koch's postulates, K-O-C-H, Koch's, and this is not the Koch brothers, by the way. I don't think there's any relation to them. Nah. But the Koch's postulates say, you know, you, in order to identify an infective agent, you must have sufficient quantities in order to safely assume or validate that it can actually cause the so-called infection. And PCR is not a valid means by which you can identify an infective agent. It's not just me saying it. That's Kary Mullis, the Nobel Prize-winning inventor of the polymerase chain reaction test. Now, if they're using this for viral load, it's very non-discriminate, if that's indeed the case, what Lori's saying here. The viral load test does not detect or differentiate between what we would call viable replicating viruses versus debris. Let's say a virus has been neutralized by your own immune system, or let's say you've been doing bioactive silver hydrosol. Let's say you've been ramping up your selenium levels. You've been modulating with Carnivora or Better Way Health's beta-1-3-D glucan. And your immune system's kicking into gear, and suddenly, wait a second, my viral load went up. The doctors say, I'm going to die. I better get in for more drugs, some more interferon, whatever they're going to throw, whatever chemo they're going to throw at me. Don't fall for it. Take stock in how you feel. Take stock in how you are functioning. How are your energy levels? How is your digestive system working? How are you breathing? How are you eliminating? Because that is more telling than any viral load test will ever be. Because I cannot tell you how many times I have described to Hep C victims, so to speak, by modern medicine, diagnosed by them, that I've said, go on this silver hydrosol protocol, ramp it up, and there are physicians that are even doing intravenous therapies this way. And then they go back and get retested for this load, if you will, and numbers like that appear from low to going high, 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 high. It's like, oh my gosh! And if you look at a human being as if they're just the test, you think they're going to die. But the reality is they've got circulating debris that is, it's just overwhelming the elimination system, the liver's ability to bind and excrete and get it the heck out of the body. And there's an important distinction because invariably when I question this person, when they contact me in this way, say, how do you feel? They'll say, I feel great, better than I have in years since I've been doing the silver or whatever immune modulating protocol. Well, that's exactly the point. You feel great. The problem is you're just not excreting the bad guys that are dead on the battlefield fast enough. And so what you want to do is increase elimination pathways, open them wide, extra selenium, coffee enemas, yes, detoxifying remedies from King Bio, the Super Earth Energy, the digestive detox from Dr. Newsom. These are the things that are going to make a difference. What is your take on anti-inflammatory diet, and do you think it would be useful for hepatitis C since it means inflammation? Thanks again, love, Lori. Yes, absolutely. Any diet that is pro-inflammatory is going to not help you to overcome this so-called viral infection. But it isn't really caused by the virus. It's caused because you're eating the wrong stuff. Too much garbage in your system. Clean it out. Clean it out. And when we come back, we'll see if we can help California clean up their water supply. Pink drill bits, too? Say it isn't so. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, get out of California while you can. Not only are they running out of water, but the water that they have is now contaminated by fracking liquids. Yes, fracking liquids. Now,
fracking.
I ask you, because, you know, sometimes we do sociopolitical here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And is not, confirm this for me, Super Don. Our friends in California, it's a largely crunchy granola, sweet-eating, left-leaning political capital, if you will, of the United States, right? I don't know that there are any, there's no Republican control of House, Senate, or the governorship.
Well, it comes and goes. I grew up, I mean, that's where I grew up, was California.
Right.
I don't miss it too much.
Okay.
There are pockets of there's small pockets of sanity here and there.
A little bit. Now, yeah, San Diego County has some of that, I think. But my point in bringing this up is not to upset my liberal friends, except to point out the fact that all the government, let's say, oversight, to be kind, or regulation on the issue of the environment from the EPA hasn't done squat for you. It was revealed yesterday that the California State, California State Water Resources Board has sent a letter to the EPA confirming that at least 9 of the sites that they were investigating over concerns about wastewater from fracking being dumped into them, at least 9 of those sites were in fact dumping wastewater, contaminated fracking fluids and other pollutants directly into the aquifers protected by what? State law. And the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act.
A lot of good there, kid.
That's not funny. You can't laugh at that. It's just because you don't live in California anymore.
I wasn't laughing at California. I was laughing at the irony.
Oh, okay. I just don't want people writing hate mail to Super Don. He laughed at us because we're drinking poison water. No, that's
I still consider myself a native Californian. So if I was doing that, I'd be laughing at myself.
All the way back from babyhood, California?
San Francisco Bay Area until I was 23.
That doesn't explain anything. How did you get to be Super Don, if that's the case? That's pretty impressive.
I moved.
There you go. All right. Yeah. See, he's an overcomer. That's wonderful. So the amazing thing here is, as I said, from a political point of view, the belief on the left is more government intervention, more government oversight, more government regulation. Screw private property rights, because that's just not enough. Now, here is evidence that the state and the people of the state have a greater interest than the EPA in Washington, D.C. does at protecting the environment. Yet neither, in this case, has been able to protect the environment from the frackers. Because oil, when it comes to this, when it comes to energy, even the people on the left that claim that they're environmental will look the other way so that they can keep running their iPads and their iPods and doing all the stuff that they do on the Internet. Am I being too harsh by saying that? I think this is a really big, big issue. The idea, of course, of conservation comes from the word conservative. And if we would conserve, because we recognize how dangerous and devastating it is that you're searching for oil where it's very hard to get out of the ground because you are desperate to maintain the flow of electricity at the same level you enjoy it today. And in California, it's a double, if not a triple whammy, because not only is that state exhausting the ability of the energy that is produced by nuclear, as well as the damming of the Colorado River and whatever dammed built energy is, but also the very water that you rely upon is running out. And those aquifers, if they're contaminated with things like arsenic and the other thousands of whatever chemicals they add to fracking water, you say goodnight, Irene.
Well, this is no. Yeah, you're right. This is no small thing. I mean, when you look at the details of this letter that was sent to the EPA, nearly 3 billion gallons of wastewater was illegally injected into the aquifers. And when they did water samples at these various places, they found high levels of arsenic as well as thallium, which I guess is a toxin. I'm not familiar with thallium, but it's a toxin used in rat poison. So,
yeah.
I mean, look, 3 billion gallons of wastewater. That's
right.
You know, that's not like, whoops, I accidentally peed in the water.
Yeah, right. The water aquifer, right? That was ridiculous too. Now, the good news is, right? We always like to bring the good news. The Susan G. Komen Foundation and the Pink Ribbon Campaign has come to the rescue. They have in this case. Yeah, yeah. They've actually accepted $100,000 from an oil and fracking company that in turn produced 1,000 pink drill bits. We're saved. We're saved. That's right. Pink drill bits to the rescue. I couldn't make this up. This is not
wow.
The Onion. NBC News is reporting this.
Wow. What do you say to that? I mean, we've been talking about the pink washing thing and the ridiculousness of it for a long time when they were,
right.
You know, doing the pink, energy drinks or the pink mm-hmm. Kentucky Fried Chicken and stuff. But, I mean, listen, a pink drill bit? Who's going to see a pink drill bit? I mean, this is supposed to be for breast cancer awareness. You don't have millions of people standing around watching some oil company drilling a hole with a pink drill bit.
Right.
That's insane.
Well, and also, let's consider this, my friends. And you can call me if you want right now, 866-939-2355. Jonathan Emore joining us at the top of the hour for the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, Cheryl Chumley from yes. Where? Washington Times. She'll be joining us as well, talking about the medical police state that seems to be happening everywhere. The pink drill bits, so very important to the cause of the Komen search for never finding the cure. Will it completely ignore that arsenic and breast tissue? Not a good match. Thallium and breast tissue? Not so good. And the 1,000 other chemicals or so that are added to the fracking water, and you're drinking it out there, ladies, in California. Not so good, but we'll ensure that the Komen search for the non-cure will continue to be funded to raise awareness and, in fact, increase the breast cancer to ensure that you will be duped into supporting them forever and ever and ever.
Pink drill bits. What do they come up with next? I just thought maybe we could. You know what?
What?
We ought to paint all of the predator drones pink.
Yeah.
Why not?
Eradicating breast cancer in the Middle East.
Then we could spread breast cancer awareness around the entire world.
Right.
See, not just the U.S. We care about all. We care about the women's breasts in Afghanistan. We need to drop pink hellfire missiles on them.
Right.
Right.
Well, evidently they're not all quiet and asleep on this one. The acceptance of this money from Big Oil. It's the second donation from Baker Hughes in 2 years, has sparked anger and disbelief across the breast cancer community. Some advocates are furious because some scientists have linked these chemicals we talk about from fracking to cancer. Although they dispute that. Of course, Komen doesn't acknowledge the fact that smushing breast tissue and ionizing it with radiation is not good for the breast either. In fact, increases the risk in reality and manifestation of breast cancer. So if you needed another more evidence to discredit the Komen race for the non-cure through pink washing everything, and this is the handoff time. It's like, oh, just in time, because the NFL after October, no more pink, you know, whatevers they wear, and they get a transition. It's like pink drill bits are going to be like the new, I don't know, they have a mascot that's going to run around pink drill bits with fracking fluid leaking from it. I mean, that would be a really great picture, a great image to promote breast cancer. Not awareness, but promote breast cancer.
Yeah. Well, the drilling company, they were quite clever. Their slogan is, doing our bit for the cure.
Doing our bit for the cure. Very cute. You know, if they were doing their bit for the cure, they would urge their followers to take more selenium every day, to get more iodine from food-grown sources or supplemental sources, to be detoxifying the heavy metals, to stop using antiperspirants with aluminum, to stop wearing tight bras that restrict the flow of lymphatic fluid. I mean, these are the things that actually work, and they don't require a lot of money to raise awareness. And you can communicate this to one another very readily without raising money for 6 or 7-figure salaries for folks operating at the tops of these nonprofits that never intend to find a cure. And that includes the American Cancer Society, who would have to disband if a cure were ever found in their own charter. I believe that's the case. And you and TMB hosted the show last, was it Thursday when I was flying there, or Wednesday? No, it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
When I was heading out to Seattle. And I think that the quest for the cures continues, starts up pretty darn soon if you haven't signed up. That's going to be awesome.
Indeed it does. Get on top of it, because this will be bigger and better than it was before, just like the $6 million man.
11 consecutive nights of this information that you will get nowhere else. Very exciting.
Right.
So... breast cancer charities competing to get your money to raise awareness and to ignore the real causes of breast cancer. If you want to call in and a suggestion for the Komen race for the non-cure, what should they accept money from?
What's next?
What's next?
What's going to be the next ridiculous pink item that we're going to be talking about here in the news?
Right. The American Dental Association is going to sponsor the Komen race, and they're going to put in pink mercury amalgams into your mouth. How's that? That's like the next logical extension.
That would be better than that. Well, you're saying pink mercury, so they're actually, it's going to be mercury and pink.
Correct, yeah, because they don't acknowledge things that actually cause health problems. They just want to race around the fact that you need more ionizing radiation. We need to promote more preemptive or prophylactic removal of body parts of women because we know that breasts are the cause of breast cancer. I mean, it's absurd. It should be patently offensive to every woman, much less men with breasts. Men have breasts, too. That's true, and it happens to them. But the idea that fracking chemicals is, we'll take our money from them. We're not going to promote the fracking chemicals. And again, coming back full circle to the politics of this, how good is the regulation when this can happen in California, the most left-leaning state perhaps in the nation, where they believe in government intervention for everything? Why not defend the property rights of those in California to sue the pants off of these fracking companies or any company that is poisoning the population unbeknownst to them as we discover this? Well, many of these companies are absolved of responsibility and liability, and we have more stories about that a little later. Big Pharma's being, I think, in Michigan of all places, interestingly enough. Another God Boldo story.
Yeah, the Marion Godboldo thing continues. You know what, Robert? We're almost to a break here, but I have got some breaking news. I think we need to come in with on the next break.
Breaking news? Is it related to...
Next segment, definitely. Yeah. Just came across the table here.
All right, stand by. We got breaking news. I think it relates to Ebola, another disaster. Brett, this is worse than the other disasters. Also, what do you do if you need to replenish the good gut ecology? Another way to use... POOP. Yeah, I said it. Stick around. The Robert Scott Bell Show on live. We'll be back after this.
This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We got breaking news, breaking news. All right, as if Ebola was not a big enough threat to the health of Americans.
It's gotten real.
Just got real. Now it's posing an even bigger threat to much of the world's chocolate. Chocolate!
Oh, no.
You know what? I was prepared to deal with Ebola on its own terms, but now that it's going after chocolate, it's war. This is war.
It's
right?
On. It's on now. The world's largest producer of cacao is the Ivory Coast.
Say it in French. Côte d'Ivoire.
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
Okay, it's French. Chocolate. Come on. The world's largest producer. Now, the thing is that gets me is they ruin the whole idea of chocolate being good for you when they say, it's the raw ingredient in M&M's, Butterfingers, and Snickers. Dude, if Ebola takes those away, no worries.
You're a go Ebola.
Right, yeah. Knock that out, we'll all be healthier. But it's just the raw material cacao is actually a helpful superfood before they convert it by M&M Mars and company into things that you don't want to consume. I mean, you might want to or think you want to, but don't do it. Go for the real, organic, raw, high, rich, 85% cacao kind of chocolate, dark chocolate if you can.
Well, the good stuff comes from here, too. And, so if anybody is a big fan of not just chocolate but cacao, because there's many, many ways to use it and consume it and enjoy it, and it's very good for you.
Right.
But Ivory Coast, they produce about 1.6 million tons of cacao, every year. So it could possibly definitely have an impact on that.
All right. So even our friends, if you're a chocolate lover, now you're going to get behind the militarization of Cote d'Ivoire to get rid of Ebola.
That's right.
All right. All seriousness aside or all silliness aside, you want to get rid of Ebola, provide clean water, to the African nations. Provide sanitation, adequate hygiene, nutrition. All right, done. It's over. All of those diseases, gone, outside of just normal stuff that we experience here in America. Although there's a hell of a lot more chronic diseases because of things like what? Fracking, right?
Frickin' fracking!
And Claire is calling in from Oklahoma on this issue of fracking. Big supporter of fracking. Claire, you're not.
Definitely not. You know, Oklahoma is the only other state other than California that is under earthquake watch. We've been under this watch for months, and we're having increasing more earthquakes since they started the fracking. In 2011, it started becoming a problem. And just recently, the past couple of days, we're having 3.5, 4.1, 4.5, and from the central Oklahoma area. You know, we're expecting at least a 5 point or greater soon.
Right, and what we were talking about in California wasn't even addressing that issue. And, of course, that you want to talk about a tremor-ridden earthquake state, but they're poisoning the aquifers. We've talked about this many times before. Let me ask you, since you're in Oklahoma, do you have any neighbors or friends that can light their tap water on fire? We've seen images of that, but I don't know if that's also happening in Oklahoma.
Well, we've had problems before with oil. I grew up in the oil industry, and I have friends near central Oklahoma, two of them in particular that I'm thinking of, that can light their water on fire. I mean, it's happening here. It happens in Texas, Southern California, West Virginia. It's an industry that needs to be regulated, and I highly encourage people to contact their congressman or their senator. You know, let them know how you feel about that in your state. Protect your state before fracking comes to your neighborhood.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Get a law passed in your state to stop the fracking before it even begins.
Well, you said it well. On the state level, Claire, we have a lot more power than we do on the federal, and the states can shut this down with the people there. So speak out and step it up and nullify these frackers. Thank you, Claire, for the call. Really appreciate it. We do have some more interesting breaking news. This is on a probiotic theme, because if you're going to, you know, ruin your gut ecology, you definitely want to know how to repair it. And oh, no. What is that? What the heck is going on?
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Spalding. Do you remember that from Caddyshack? Evidently, it's playing out in real life. As the latest version of fecal transplants is back. It's back. They say, well, if we can freeze it first.
And then dude.
Do we really need to do this?
Did you see the picture on this article?
I don't want to look.
Don't, if you haven't eaten breakfast yet, please.
No, don't do it. The links are up in the show notes, by the way, at robertscottbell.com. Claire, thank you for calling on fracking. We support you on the state level. Stop this nonsense. But if it can happen in California... Dude, where they're all in the government intervention, it shows you how the federal protectors are not protecting you or me. They're protecting the industry that is poisoning us. So stick around. We're going to detox, and we're going to be with the FDA Dragon Slayer next hour, where the power to heal is yours. Jonathan Emord coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowths, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.